Hello and welcome to a unique hypnotic experience. Before we begin, I want to recommend that you listen to this file at night, in bed or a very cozy chair with the lights off. If you're afraid of the dark, maybe you should turn back now. But if you want to know what lurks in that darkness, what resides in the silence of night, hidden in the shadows, perhaps you should stay right here with me. Are you comfortable? Make sure you are. You can hardly have an erotic experience if you're uncomfortable, can you? Well, actually, that's ridiculous. Some of the most enjoyable erotic experiences come with discomfort, don't they? The kinky forbidden things, the tight, sharp, painful things, those things hidden deep in the dark parts of our minds. And that is where we're going today. In to the darkness. If you have the lights off, if the room is dark, if your eyes are closed, then that is perfect. It's not completely necessary, but isn't it good to set the mood, to make things feel just right? But they're never perfect, I suppose. That's the funny thing with sex and hypnosis and everything in between. Perfect isn't useful, is it? Perfect doesn't get you anywhere. No, it's better to be messy and sloppy and sometimes just a little dirty and dark to be nasty. Nasty is never perfect. Is there something nasty in your mind? I bet you conjured something. You imagined an idea, a thought that represents what nasty is to you. And I bet it was fucking filthy. Well, forget it. I am in control of this experience, and I expect you to keep your hands, feet, and dirty thoughts inside the ride at all times. I'm only kidding a little, because sometimes when you're horny, you do kind of feel like you're on a ride. Isn't that right? I'm rambling, I know, but go with me here. Go on a ride with me. A ride into darkness. Like a haunted house. You know those fairground rides that can put you in a little cart that carries you along. Can you imagine it? You walk through the carnival, feeling the chill breeze of an autumn evening. See the flashing lights dancing around you. Hear the voices shouting and laughing. Joy, exuberance, happiness filling the air. You smell the cotton candy and popcorn. Feel the hands and arms brushing by as excited people on first dates run past. Eager to turn a game of chance into a chance to play. But you have a different goal. Your feet squelch on muddy ground as you wander to the edge of the fair, to the quieter part. Here it's just you and the lights that dance hypnotically in front of you. They were colourful before, but now a pale blue glow, like moonlight, falls on a dark corner of the fair. Here you see a gaping maw lined with sharp teeth. Beside it, a cold metal ramp, and above it, a sign reads, House of Darkness. It's the ride you were looking for. You know these things are ridiculous. Of course they are. You'll see some silly jump scare. But you walk ahead, walk to the entrance, and realize no one is there. No one to pay for your ride. But you feel a pull, a draw from the inside. A compulsion to peek into this place that maybe you shouldn't look into. You aren't supposed to go in without a ticket. But you're a little naughty now then, aren't you? And if someone comes along, well, you can just pay then, right? So you walk inside to where the light fades. Your feet echo on the metal floor, and you can't see beyond a door which stands just ahead of a little cart on tracks. A cart with four seats. You're a little tired. Perhaps in the darkness here, you could sit and rest until the person comes back to sell you a ticket. What's the harm of sitting down and letting yourself rest after a long day? It's cold. It's the dead of autumn. The days are shortening. The leaves are spilling from the trees. And you feel that same exhaustion, that same feeling of a long day in a long year that saps at your energy. The lights of the fair energize at first, but soon the swirling twinkling of coloured lights drag you down, pulls you down into a state of fatigue. Your legs are so tired. Your mind is so tired. You came here to relax, did you not? That's why people come to these things, isn't it? And yet, at the back of your mind, there's a memory that maybe you come to the dark part, the dark ride, to embrace darkness. Because in darkness, there is rest and peace. But in darkness, there is danger and excitement. Even arousal. But not now. Now you simply sit and rest. To let your mind drift into a dream and your body take a break from the never-ending motion of life. This is your chance to sit and be calm, peaceful, and relaxed. Feel it now as you move forward. As your hand grips the metal door of the cart, as you swivel your body and squeeze inside and sit down on a soft, cushioned seat. It feels quite cozy, not what you expected. The scents of food are replaced here with the slightest smell of something burning far away, and perhaps a hint of incense. You can barely hear the fair in the distance, and instead simply a chill wind blowing through and around you. You see little in the dim light, other than the door in front of you, and suddenly hear a clacking and a clicking as the bar that keeps the rider safe clamps down in front of you, keeping you in place. You cannot get off the ride now and hear it whir into life and start to move off into the darkness. It chugs ahead and the door swings open in front of you into a tunnel of total darkness, save for a lightly glowing strip of orange along the ground by the track. As you move slowly forward, you feel the slight shaking of the cart as it rumbles along, the rhythmic motion of wheel against rail humming in your ears, and the scent of ash wafting in stale air. The ride feels abandoned, and perhaps it is. You pass a crudely constructed coffin, expecting something to leap out from it for a manufactured scare, but nothing emerges, And this keeps happening. Lights switched off remain switched off. You are not supposed to be here, but you delve deeper,
deeper.
Not sure how far you've gone. Not sure where the ride will end, because you are alone and in the darkness. And soon the orange light on the ground begins to fade.
Fade.
As you keep trucking along, trucking rhythmically through the darkness. It begins to speed up now. You feel the wind coming faster against your face, the acceleration pushing your body backwards as the ride seems to decline and soon plummets downward, on a rapid descent into the bowels of the earth, into true, pure darkness.
Deeper.
The faintest sound of music, creepy, spooky music, can be heard as if from a broken stereo, along with a faint, hollow voice speaking in your ears, just about audible, but almost imperceptible, encouraging you to keep going deeper,
deeper,
and deeper,
deeper.
A carnival trick, one designed to spook the rider. But it's a little bit more effective alone on a broken ride. One that feels as if it's spiraling out of control. Moving faster and faster, making your head spin and swirl in the darkness. You are trapped on it now. There is no turning back. Single track, one track mind.
Deeper.
You follow the tunnel deeper now.
Deeper.
Deeper and faster. You've been going in a straight line this entire time. But how can that be? Your mind is not able to process the direction. The space feels like it doesn't make sense. Like the tunnel is enormous but claustrophobic. A deep,
deep,
dark mine or cave. You feel as though you're diving down into the earth, falling down through the crust, into mantle. And heating up with it, your mind following along, unable to do anything but follow the ride.
Deeper.
Maybe you can delve into this strange non-Euclidean space and simply switch off. You're going so fast, it's disorientating. Your stomach feels though it's rising in your throat, your legs tremble, but you can switch off your brain now. And just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the combination of fear and pleasure in that fear. In fact, your tired body and mind want to, in the darkness, want to embrace pleasure and fear and speed as your body feels pinned back by the motion of the ride.
Deeper.
As the orange light flickers and fades completely, and you are thrust into total darkness.
Sleep now.
And the ride stops.
Sleep now.
Stops completely.
Sleep.
And you fall into a state of near trance.
Sleep.
In this place of sensory deprivation.
Sleep now.
And that feeling grows, builds, and surrounds you. That feeling of trance, of drifting off, somewhere deep,
deep,
and dark.
Sleep now.
You don't know where you are, and there's no way to tell because you are in darkness. Perhaps you feel a hint of fear, a hint of concern, but you know that darkness is simply the world without light. isn't it? Is it not just the world minus the beams that come forth from the sun or from a bulb? But another part of you knows what dwells in the darkness, because there is a part of you that lives in darkness, the dark half that drips with the forbidden, the same part of you that failed to control the impulse to enter the forbidden place, the part of you that is full of bad ideas, that feels so very good. The part of you that feels rage and violence when somebody wrongs you. The part that wants justice through revenge. You thought that perhaps in the darkness there would be something monstrous. And what if that is you? But there's another side to the darkness in all of us. The side that has fantasies, forbidden and sexual, taboo and titillating. And you can feel them licking at the edges of your mind in the darkness. Feel them whispering to you about how much you wanted to be in one of the couples outside, running and playing. How you wanted to be tying and kissing and fucking and surrendering. But you are alone. And yet the feelings begin to overwhelm you. In the darkness, there is truth. In the absence of light, of stimulus, you can embrace your true self and feel things you can't in the light. Because the true self is the dark half, isn't it? The part of you that knows exactly what it wants, exactly what it needs to be touched, caressed, stroked, and kissed. Don't you want to feel that? Kisses and caresses in the darkness? But from whom? You are alone, are you not? But in the darkness, your mind can race and run with an idea. Blinded, your other senses work harder. You can smell something distinctly sexual, a heady musk that fills your nostrils, alongside brimstone, ash, and fire. You can hear the voices whispering of dark desires and encouraging you to embrace them. But they are your imagination, or is this place speaking to you? You are flooding with sensation now, tasting something on your tongue, opening your mouth and sticking your tongue out, and tasting something salty and warm. What is that? You can close your mouth, but the taste doesn't go away. Your mind is telling your body what to feel, and it's so dark. You're so completely isolated that you can only do as your mind guides you. There is no way out from here, and now you can feel. In fact, your body in darkness feels so much more. You can feel hands upon you. Perhaps they don't feel completely real to you. Perhaps they are as a spirit, a phantom, a demon in the darkness, reaching between the realms of light and dark, of life and death, to run a hand along your right arm. And you feel just the slightest hint of it. And then again, you feel it on your left side. Stroking, a clawed hand along your arm. It doesn't feel scary, no, it feels good. It feels arousing to be touched, just as if you were touched outside, but this feels deliberate, intentional. Something is reaching out to touch you. as if it wants you, needs you to feel, as if you are an object of pure sexual desire, and the more you embrace that dark half, the more you feel. If you think about something dark and dangerous now, some naughty, erotic fantasy, you will feel a hand creeping up your inner thigh. A strong, sensual hand that makes you quiver, makes a tingle run down your spine. You feel the hairs on the back of your neck stand up as another hand joins in, caressing your left cheek softly, sweetly. And you feel a third hand between your legs, teasing you, gently rubbing. And the whispers in your ears make you want it more, need more. You love this feeling. Deep in the darkness, you love this feeling of embracing the power of sensations in the depths of night. There is no one to see you, no one to judge you. Only the growing pleasure of a hand between your legs, a hand on each arm, a hand on your thigh, and another on your cheek. So many hands, and you wonder if the bodies attached will come to you too. Will you feel more, or will you feel only the hands? You want more. You want to know what more lurks in the darkness. The feeling of hands rubbing you, rubbing your body. It feels so amazing, so sexual. It feels naughty. It feels wrong to be touched by so many hands at once. But yet, so right. It's so antagonizingly erotic that you want more. You need more. You need to embrace your dark fantasies, your fetishes and kinks, so you may feel even more sensation. And the more you embrace them, the better the sensations become. Nothing makes you feel more erotically charged, aroused, touched, caressed, than reaching into the darkness of your own mind and letting the forbidden leak from you. Let it flood your mind. And the hands grow stronger. They are strong and they are in charge. Confident, experienced hands that know just how to touch you, how to please you, that make your buttocks clench, that make you stiffen with anticipation. They make you squirm and shuffle and make you want more, make you thrust your hips desperate for more attention and sensation. So thrust them now, thrust your hips more, back and forth, as you want the hands to touch you down there, on your sex. You love letting this happen, embracing this feeling of powerless arousal, trapped and allowing hands to roam your body, to slide down your chest. Can you imagine fingernails scraping over your hips and the small of your back? A tingle rises up from your stomach and sticks in your throat. A moan dying to escape into the pitch blackness. And you know that darkness is a source of these feelings. That pleasure and lust lurk in the dark. That erotic, forbidden fantasies happen in the dark of night, in the darkness of your own mind. And you let them corrupt you, fill you, and control you. In the darkness you can let go. In the darkness you can feel things you cannot in the light. In darkness you feel these hands. Whose hands? Mine, maybe, or someone else you find erotic and sexual, or some wild demon of lust, some incubus from beyond your world, It doesn't matter, because for the next 24 hours, whenever you find yourself in darkness, you will feel the phantom touch of a hand on your skin. That's right, in the next 24 hours, whenever you find yourself in darkness, you will feel the phantom touch of a hand on your skin. Whenever you switch off the lights, you will feel a hand on your skin. Whenever you wake in the night, alone in the dark, you will feel a hand on your skin. Just for the next 24 hours, and you will feel no fear. No, you will feel the lust you hold inside burst forth. You will need, desperately, to feel more. You may be compelled to touch yourself, if it's safe, in the darkness, letting the most forbidden taboo fantasies you have overcome you, and you will feel that hand upon you, guiding you, showing you who you truly are in the darkness. And in the morning, when it's light, you will wake. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! You hear a voice and shake your head, cobwebs clearing from your dulled mind. Wake up! Ride's closed. Didn't you see the sign? You wake. You find the bar holding you in place is gone. You're back at the start. Back where the ride began. Did you move? Did you fall asleep? Either wake or you're wide awake. Wide awake and back in the light. And you may not know what truly happened. It may not make any sense until you return to the darkness. But for now, it's time to wake, to rise up and walk back to the lights. To the twinkling, sparkling lights of the carnival, the glowing light of reality and wakefulness. Soon, though, you will return to dreams and darkness, and you will feel so very good when you do. Until then.